Here we are back at the Seaplane Base. Beautiful Saturday afternoon on the fly. You're listening to EA Radio, and we're on 1210 AM, 96.5 on the FM, and on the web worldwide at eaaradio.net. Seaplane Base is gorgeous today, and with me now is Horizon Aircraft. Are you the president, Blair?
No, I'm not the president of the company. My brother runs the company. He's the chief operating officer. He's tied up trying to get over from the other base,
and you
so
guys
asked me to fill in.
Great. You guys are from Toronto, Canada.
Correct.
And you're doing a very cool thing. Tell our listeners what you're up to there at Horizon Aircraft.
Well, we're starting with a clean page to build a brand new aircraft, 5,000 pound gross weight, 2,000 pound useful load with a 200 mile an hour top speed, cruise speed. That was our criteria to start the design. We've got Republic CB history. My dad was flying a CB when I was born, so I've been around them all my life. My brother Brian is a mechanical engineer, and he has heavily modified the CB. There's over 50 modifications that he's made, improvements that he's made. He's gone absolutely as far as he can go to make the CB a better aircraft, safer aircraft. And the next logical step was to start with modern technology and make a brand new aircraft. We've increased the size of the CB. We've gone to, as I said, 5,000 pound gross weight. We've gone to a six passenger aircraft. It's got gull wing doors on the sides of it. It's easy to load. It's got a tri-hull on it for good stability on the water. It's when it's sitting on the land. The platform at the side door is the same height as the F-150 tailgate. So if you want to put your ATV in it, we've actually modeled it, and the door is large enough, and it will carry your ATV if you want to pick it up and move it from A to B. We also have incorporated hideaway seats that go into the floor. So if you want to take your ATV somewhere, you fold the seats down, load it up, go where you're going, you got a bunch of passengers to take out, you flip the seats out of the floor, and away you go. You're now a passenger airplane again.
Now, I know a lot of the CB guys, especially up in Canada, have been converting over to the Corvette motor. I'm not sure that, I think you have to be experimental in the U.S. to do that as of now, because there's no STC probably for it in the U.S. But in Canada, you can fly it that way, correct?
We would go amateur built in Canada, which is the same as experimental here. Initially, it's all about financing of the project, any parties that are partaking in it, what is the direction they'd like to go. We've got the design is just about 100% complete right now. We brought here a quarter scale model of it that we're using as a research platform to do some water testing and what have you. And we're ready to move forward. If it's going to be certified, as we all know, that takes a lot of financial support.
Are you looking for Part 23 certification here in the U.S. as well?
That could come down the road, but at this point in time, no, we're not specifically looking at that.
So it's going to be mainly just marketed in Canada then?
No, marketed worldwide. It'll be a complete utility aircraft. We've got a lot of inquiries over the years, people who want to convert CBs for a medevac. It'll be a lower cost platform than a helicopter. The new aircraft will cruise at same speed or higher than a lot of the mid-range helicopters, and with the bow hatch configuration, it'd be very nice and easy to slide stretchers into it. There's an awful lot of countries around the globe that certification is not an issue. So that's the intention.
So if somebody wanted to own one in the U.S., they would have to make an experimental, I suppose.
Yeah, it would have to be experimental to be owned in the U.S.
Now, we haven't talked about the power plant. What kind of engine is this CB going to have?
The Horizon X2, as we're calling it, is going to have a PT6 initially. That's the way we're going for the first half a dozen aircraft prototypes. When we go eventually to kit configuration, then The power plant will be at the discretion of the builder, as it always is. We would certainly guide them and steer them towards either the PT6, or we also expect that V8 or V10 would be a good option in an automotive configuration.
Like carrying on with the Corvette motor.
Absolutely, yeah. Just the next step, a little bit more horsepower. And I mean, we've got the CB now up to 450 horsepower when we take off. I'm not sure how much more we need, but with sixth place and 5,000 pounds, you want a little more horsepower.
Well, and that PT6 is sure going to do the job.
It certainly would, yeah.
Now, along those lines, what are we looking at for like a price point? Just as a, I know you don't have it set yet, but
yeah, as you can understand, it's difficult at this point in time. But we're looking at a 1.3 million target. That would be an all up painted interior glass panel, very useful aircraft.
So it is pretty much a specialty market that this is focused at, because not everyone has 1.3 million sitting in their piggy bank.
No, everybody doesn't. But you are looking at sixth place aircraft, and with the kind of performance this has, we think that there's quite a need for it out there. We think it would be very well received. People, unfortunately, that don't fly amphibs currently don't understand the value of that diversity. You take off from the land, you land in the lake, you go back to land. There's no penalty. It's the world is your oyster. You just go anywhere and do anything. This aircraft is going to be configured to land on any surface without reconfiguration. So if you want to put it down on a glacier, you can do that. If you want to put it down in the water, you can do that, or hard strip, or grass strip. One of the big things on the water landings is everybody knows that has an amphib right now. If you land with the wheels down on your typical amphib, you're going for a swim. Like it or not, it's going to happen. And we have done testing on this and designed this specifically so that if you inadvertently land on the water with the gear in the down position, you'll make a little bigger splash, you'll get a little embarrassed, but you won't harm the airplane. You can turn around. Our testing has proven that we can take off even with the gear down in the water and still accelerate and get airborne.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, not that you'd want to do that, but...
No, but if it malfunctioned and this was your option...
you're out in the bush somewhere.
Yeah, you're in the water, you can't get the gear up for whatever reason, that just pour on the coal and head out of there.
So what's the timetable for this project?
We are, as I said, the design is 95% complete. There's always a few little last-minute details, but literally we could order tooling next week if somebody came along to support us financially. Once we get the financial support in place, we're looking at 2 years to have the first prototype test flying.
Okay, and then the test program is probably at least a year, huh?
Yeah, probably in that range, yeah.
Yep, and then it's going to be available as a factory airplane and as a kit. Is that the options?
What it will be is factory assist on the first six units being built, because it's required by law. To go into the amateur built category, you have to do work on the owner has to work on it himself. So that is our intention. And then from there, we will move forward to a kit with factory assist as needed, as the customer deems necessary.
Huh. Well, it sounds very interesting. The company is called Horizon Aircraft. You're in which town, just north of Toronto?
We're in the town of Lindsay, northeast of Toronto. Our website is www.horizonaircraft.com. We've got all the information there, lots of good pictures and renderings of the aircraft, and lots of useful information.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Blair. Appreciate you stopping by and representing your company, and I'm going to head over there and take a look at that X2 here in a little bit. It
looks, okay.
Sounds like a really cool airplane, and it's going to have a lot of capability.
Very unique looking aircraft. We've got great hopes for it.
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. J. Monchi, we're on the fly at the seaplane base. We're going to take a break and come back and talk some more CB stuff in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.